local and national news, sports and pop culture, with traffic and weather on the fives, and your texts. It's Pensacola, right now.
We welcome you into hour number two on a Monday. Welcome to another work week. Joe and Austin with you for the next 49 minutes or so, getting you caught up in everything happening in your world today, March 11th, 2024. Thanks so much for tuning in, making us part of your afternoon each and every day. We certainly appreciate it. Text line is always open, 850-437-1620, and the traffic line is 850-262-6111. There is a lot to talk about, a lot to react to today, and we get started with today's top three stories. President Biden pressuring Congress to take up the recent bipartisan border bill.
This bill would save lives, bring order to the border. It has the funds that many of our cities badly need as well.
And urging representatives from cities all across the country to tell their members of Congress to show a little spine and pass the bill. Of course, it was negotiated by a bipartisan group of senators, though. Conservative Republicans say it doesn't go far enough to stop the flow of illegal immigration. And Biden now is accusing Donald Trump of telling Republicans to not pass any sort of border legislation, instead making it a issue in debates and for the political race here in 2024 for the White House. President Biden today also unveiling a sweeping budget proposal for his potential second term. It aims to reduce the federal deficit by $3 trillion over the next decade by raising taxes on the wealthy and corporations. That includes a 25% tax rate on billionaires. It also includes provisions to strengthen Medicare and Social Security, as well as boosting manufacturing and creating clean energy jobs and tax credits for first-time homebuyers. And the U.S. Embassy is evacuating non-essential staff members from Haiti as gang violence grips the Caribbean nation. Families of diplomats and others were reportedly being airlifted out of the capital city of Port-au-Prince to safety, and a post on the embassy's website yesterday calls the current security situation in Haiti unpredictable and dangerous. It also advises U.S. citizens not to travel to that country. That's a look at our top three stories today. A little shy of 5:15, we'll get our updated look at the roads and weather. First, check with meteorologist Alan Strum.
Skies overnight will be clearing up and overnight lows will be cooling off. Low temperatures again dropping down into the 40s. During the day on Tuesday, a little bit warmer with a high of about 70, mostly sunny skies. Looking through the week, late this week, we've got a chance for rain, and into the weekend, also a chance for rain. I'm Chief Meteorologist Alan Strum with your WEAR News Weather Forecast.
Go ahead.
Oh, no, you're good, buddy. And looking at the roads here, the biggest problem is going to be on Gulf Breeze Parkway if you're traveling eastbound towards Tiger Point. There's going to be some backups that are pushing you back decently beyond Oriole Beach. No confirmation of an accident report there, just a lot of backups at this time. Also have some issues every now and again, let's see, on North Davis Highway, on Nine Mile Road as well. Pine Forest Road giving us the typical evening traffic if you're traveling northbound towards West Nine Mile or southbound trying to get onto I-10. Gulf Beach Highway still has some minor backups traveling westbound towards Fairfield Drive. Let's see, outside of that, the biggest issues are getting off of Avalon Boulevard and traveling eastbound on Caroline Street towards Glover Lane and traveling westbound on Navarre Parkway towards Highway 87. This traffic and weather update is brought to you by Executive Landscaping. Call us today for all of your commercial and premium landscaping needs. Joe?
All right. Thank you very much. Taking a look at our local headlines today, some new details coming in this afternoon as a homicide investigation is continuing in Escambia County today. The sheriff's office says a male victim in his 30s was found dead with a gunshot wound to the chest at around 7:45 this morning. A call to the area of R and Godfrey Streets was originally dispatched as an overdose. However, deputies found the gunshot victim there. Currently, no suspect information has been released. Also, a Gulf Breeze woman will spend at least 15 years in prison after being convicted of trafficking in meth. 54-year-old Angela Anderson was found guilty back in January, sentenced to 30 years in state prison, 15, the minimum mandatory. Back in January of last year, Pensacola police officers found over 200 grams of meth in the center console of her car after stopping her for an expired tag. Executives at the ARC Gateway are working on finding a new home for their adult day training center in Santa Rosa County. For the last 30 years, the program has been housed at 6225 Dixie Road in Milton. However, the property owners are requiring them to vacate soon.
I guess I'm here representing the many parents and caregivers of these very special citizens in hopes that you can continue to advise, counsel, and if there's any way of legitimately leveraging county resources to assist them as they make this urgent transition, it would be very, very much appreciated.
And that happened during today's Santa Rosa Commission Committee meeting. Discussions have taken place with county leaders about the possibility of using the Baghdad Community Center, according to the PNJ report there. Also, one Santa Rosa County Commissioner is floating out the idea of establishing additional CRAs in the county.
A community redevelopment agency would allow tax increment financing. This would not be a tax increase on the residents of District 5 or whatever the CRA boundaries would be. It simply allows for a portion of the existing property tax revenue increase year over year, a portion of that to stay within that community.
Yeah, that's Commissioner Colton Wright. A discussion on the item of CRAs will be on Thursday's main commission meeting. Wright believes a CRA would be a good idea for his district, particularly in unincorporated areas. According to Florida law, certain areas could be designated as CRAs under certain conditions, including higher crime rate than surrounding areas, inadequate infrastructure, or insufficient roadways. Pensacola Fire Department will have its next smoke alarm Saturday this week, and as you probably guessed, that's on Saturday in the East Side neighborhood. Teams will be in the area east of Hay Street, west of 7th Avenue, north of Cervantes, and south of Brainerd. So that's the box there. Between 9 a.m. to noon, firefighters will be going door-to-door, offering to install a smoke alarm free of charge. We'll take a break there. 5:18, back with state and national headlines. Hour number two of Pensacola right now.
Here's today's Strength for Life with your host, Pastor James C. Johnson.
The Bible is truly the most amazing book ever written. Its words are not just inspirational, but are inspired by God. It's the only book that is completely error-free from cover to cover. The 66 books, the 1,189 chapters, are a love letter from God to you. The single storyline of redemption was penned by 40 different human authors, each one guided by the divine Holy Spirit. Joshua 1:8 encourages us to meditate on the Word of God day and night, that thou mayest observe to do according to all that is written therein. For then thou shalt make thy way prosperous, and then thou shalt have good success. Ladies and gentlemen, I encourage you to take time today to read your Bible.
That was James C. Johnson. He serves as the pastor of North Stone Baptist Church in Pensacola, Florida. For more Strength for Life, please visit our website, strengthforlife.church.
My name is Tasca, and I started working here 20 years ago.
I'm Diana, and it's been 12 years for me.
Hi, I'm Norma, and 20 years is my number.
I'm Sandy, and it's been 9 years for me.
And I'm Jeff, and I'm the general sales manager, and I'm inviting you to join our sales team here at News Radio 92.3. If you have sales experience and desire for a career that is fun, exciting while working with local and regional businesses and with an uncapped income, we would like to hear from you. Send your resume to hr@newsradio1620.com. ADX Communications is an equal opportunity employer.
Hey, Andrew McKay here. This morning on the Pensacola Morning News, I had a good opportunity to talk to Michelle Salzman, Representative Michelle Salzman, about the bills she got passed this session, including the Dozier School for Boys Compensation Fund. Also, Doug Broxson, who was the Senate sponsor of that same bill and worked heavily on the $20 million compensation fund for that. Also talked about Pensacola City Council and the 3 minutes of booing that Jonathan Green, an activist trying to save the Malcolm Young gym, gave to the city council as his public comment. You can listen to all of that at newsradio923.com on the podcast page.
As a business owner, you have a lot on your plate, from managing staff, growing your business, training new hires, and more. With so much going on, you need Avalon. As an IRS-certified PEO, Avalon HR can help. From running your payrolls, remitting state and federal taxes, helping with COVID employee retention credits, workers' compensation insurance, employee benefits, and their HR expertise. Avalon HR lets you focus on your core business while we handle the rest. Avalon HR, employing made easy.
No word in the English language is less convincing than probably. Are you sure we should get matching tattoos on our first date?
Sure. We'll probably stay together.
Probably? It's been 23 minutes since I ate. I can probably swim.
You should wait 30 minutes.
Okay, now tell me what to do. Cannonball! Cramp! Oh, I have a cramp. I can probably hit the green from here.
Probably.
Can I get a mulligan?
Ready to go?
Hey, are you sure you're okay to drive?
Yeah, I'm pretty sober. Yeah, I'm probably okay.
Probably okay isn't okay, especially when it comes to drinking and driving. If you're drinking, call a cab, a car, or a friend. Buzzed driving is drunk driving. A message brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Spring is a great time of the year for gardening, whether it's fertilizing the lawn, pruning, planting shrubs and summer blooming plants, and of course, tending to that vegetable garden. This is Mike Wiggins. If you've got spring gardening questions, we've got answers on the News Radio Garden Line every Tuesday morning at 9 on the Pensacola Expert Panel. And if you miss us on Tuesday, then catch the Encore Edition every Saturday morning at 9. It's sponsored by Pensacola Hardware, Blue Sky Landscaping, and Barnes Feed Store.
All the big national news in a conversation with Markley, Van Camp, and Robbins from 11 till 2 on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Hello, baby. Yeah, this is the Big Bopper speaking. Oh, you sweet thing.
Do I want? Will I want?
Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3. I forgot how that song went. Just a little bit early to 525 here. We'll get another quick check of the roads and weather because there were multiple spots of note that we needed to keep an eye on. We'll start with Gulf Breeze Parkway. If you're traveling eastbound on Gulf Breeze Parkway towards Tiger Point, that's still going to have you backed up just a little ways past Oriole Beach. No confirmation of a traffic accident there, just a lot of cars on the roads. Also, if you're traveling northbound towards West 9 Mile Road, that's on Pine Forest, we've got some backups there still. Same can be said if you're traveling southbound on Pine Forest, coming from West 9 Mile and trying to get onto I-10. Just a little bit of traffic issues here and there on North Davis Highway, 9 Mile Road. Nothing that's going to pop out too much. Gulf Beach Highway traveling westbound towards Fairfield Drive is still going to give you some evening issues as well. The last main spot where we've got some problems is if you are traveling on Caroline Street, whether that be eastbound or westbound, towards Glover Lane. Once again, no confirmation of an accident there, but we've got some pretty severe backups going both ways.
Skies should be clearing up as we head through the overnight hours, and low temperatures will be cooling off way down into the 40s overnight. During the day Tuesday, we'll get some sunshine and a high of about 70 degrees. So it's warming up as we head through the week. Late this week, we've got a chance for rain. Same thing as we head into the weekend. I'm Chief Meteorologist Alan Strum with your WEAR News weather forecast.
All right. Thank you very much. Alan, 524 here at News Radio 92.3. Taking a look at what's happening around the state of Florida today. Legal action has been filed against a charity accused of lying about its cancer donations. Attorney General Ashley Moody worked with the FTC and 9 other states to file a lawsuit against Cancer Recovery Foundation International. Telemarketers with the organization are accused of telling people that 50% of donations support women in treatment and recovery. However, Moody says an investigation found that only about a penny of every dollar was going towards patients.
And the NAACP is urging black student athletes to reconsider whether they should attend public colleges and universities in the state of Florida. In a letter sent today by the NCAA, officials cited a new site policy barring those schools from using government funds for diversity, equity, and inclusion, or DEI, programs. Earlier this month, Governor Ron DeSantis said on social media that, quote, DEI is toxic and has no place in our public universities, end quote. And, Joe, you mentioned last hour, the University of Florida has laid off all the people there.
Yeah, everybody in their DEI office got let go because of, Florida's not, letting any funding go towards those initiatives.
Yikes.
That happened. And, I'm sure that, look, the state of Florida is going to view this the same way that they viewed that travel advisory that the NAACP put in for minorities over the argument over the Black History when that was going on. Was that last year or earlier this year?
I think it was last year.
Also, the state fire marshal is warning Floridians about an electric hoverboard. The U.S. Consumer Product Safety Commission issued a statement saying that anyone who has an Evercross EV5 hoverboard should stop using it immediately due to a potential fire risk.
My goodness. Yeah. And Florida continues to outpace the national job growth average, according to new data released today.
I'm doing everything I can to lower
the... That is the wrong audio.
Fastest growing Florida industries over the past year were education and health services at 4.6%, followed by construction at 4.4%, and other services at 3.3%.
James Heckman with Florida Commerce says Florida's statewide unemployment rate has been lower than the national rate for 39 consecutive months. The national unemployment rate was 3.7% for January 2024. That's a 0.6 percentage point higher than Florida's rate.
Taking a look at our national headlines today, New Jersey Senator Bob Menendez is pleading not guilty to new charges. He was arraigned in New York today on a superseding indictment that charges him with obstruction of justice. He's now indicted on 12 new criminal charges, including conspiracy for a public official to act as a foreign agent. The charges are related to a years-long corruption and bribery scheme involving the governments of Egypt and Qatar.
And special counsel Robert Hur is set to testify before a Republican-led House panel tomorrow. Hur was tasked with investigating President Joe Biden's handling of classified documents, but ultimately declined to bring criminal charges and said the facts stopped short of finding he willfully retained classified material. His public testimony will be held before the House Judiciary Committee.
The NTSB is investigating Friday's deadly crash of a National Guard helicopter near the Texas border. Military officials identified the two soldiers who were killed as Army National Guard members Casey Frankowski and John Gracia III. Homeland Security says that the Border Patrol agent who died was Chris Luna. The helicopter was on a support mission at the southwest border when it went down.
And President Biden is calling on Congress to work with his administration to lower health care costs.
I'm thinking about millions of Americans out there who are lying in bed at night staring at the ceiling wondering, what if it happens? What if it happens to me? How am I going to pay for it?
While speaking in New Hampshire, the president outlined his health care agenda, which includes expanding the Affordable Care Act and capping out-of-pocket drug costs for seniors on Medicare. He contrasted his plan with Republican lawmakers who he says want to repeal Obamacare and put Social Security and Medicare on the chopping block.
NASA Administrator Bill Nelson says the state of NASA is strong and getting stronger. He announced the president's budget proposal for the agency for the coming fiscal year.
What we know in the past as the dream, it continues. The dream is alive.
He says that the space agency not only fared better than many others, but NASA will continue its work to send humans back to the moon and on to Mars and beyond. Quick recap of today's top three stories if you're just checking in with us. President Biden unveiling the budget proposal, of course, for his potential second term. You just heard a little snippet there about NASA. He's aiming to reduce the federal deficit by $3 trillion over the next decade by raising taxes on the wealthy and corporations. Also pressuring Congress to take up the recent bipartisan border bill. And the U.S. Embassy says that due to continued civil unrest in Haiti, that non-essential staff members from the embassy were evacuated over the weekend, also advising U.S. citizens not to travel to the country for any reason. 5:30, we'll get a Fox News update, check of your money now as well. When we return, busy day in sports today. NFL free agency officially opening with a new league year, so teams spending a lot of money. High-profile players moving on. We'll talk about it next.
Fox News, I'm John Saucier. President Biden campaigning in New Hampshire as he continues selling his economic agenda to lower costs for American families after unveiling an over $7.3 trillion budget proposal for the next fiscal year.
Nobody, well, as long as I'm president, who earns less than $400,000, it's a lot more than I ever made, will pay an additional penny in federal taxes. Nobody, not a single cent. Nobody will pay a single penny more And they haven't thus far.
Back in Washington, the Senate Committee on Intelligence holding its annual hearing about worldwide threats the United States is facing. Director of National Intelligence Avril Haines testifying about the potential threats being created by the rise of AI.
With the advent of generative AI, states and non-state actors who are interested in conducting foreign malign influence operations no longer need to master a language to create potentially believable false content.
She said bad actors could try and influence elections. America's listening to Fox News.
I'm Jim Chesko with Your Money Now. It's official. Dan Loeb's activist hedge fund, Third Point, has taken a stake in Advance Auto Parts and struck an agreement with the retailer to add three new directors to its board. That announcement came after the market close, helping Advance Auto shares rise 1.8% in extended trading. The stock, though, jumped 3.7% in the regular session after a Wall Street Journal report revealed Third Point's position and noted that such an agreement announcement was imminent. Oracle is out with mixed quarterly results for the latest quarter. The enterprise software giant's adjusted per share profit slightly exceeded expectations, though revenue, up 7% from a year earlier to $13.28 billion, was a smidge shy of estimates. The company's largest business, cloud services, jumped 12% and slightly beat estimates. Oracle shares are soaring 13% in after-hours trading. In the regular Monday action, stocks traded in a narrow range and finished narrowly mixed, the Dow Industrials managing a 47-point gain. That's Your Money Now.
I have diabetes.
Hello, this is Mary with Howard Young Flooring. Shopping for flooring can be a little overwhelming. At Howard Young Flooring, we are here to help you any way we can and answer any questions you may have so that you can make knowledgeable decisions. We understand the importance of each and every customer and would like to thank you for allowing us into your homes. For those we have not met, we hope to see you soon. Visit us today at 4333 Avalon Boulevard in Milton. We look forward to covering your future.
This is Zach Gelb with the CBS Sports Minute, sponsored by WeatherGuard Truck and Van Equipment. They're just as driven as the hardworking pros they serve. Franchise tag wide receiver T. Higgins has requested a trade from the Cincinnati Bengals. Cincinnati should be all in trying to win a Super Bowl this season and refuse to trade T. However, if they do entertain trading Higgins this offseason, then the Texans, Packers, and Jets should all jump at this opportunity to trade for the very talented wideout. I'm Zach Gelb. For more than half a century, contractors and trade professionals have relied on WeatherGuard for heavy-duty truck and van storage equipment, not just to protect their valuable tools, but to protect their professional reputations. For pros, the WeatherGuard badge makes a statement about what drives them. It says, "Bring it on. Been there. Done that. We've got your back," without saying a word. And the folks at WeatherGuard, they're just as driven as the hardworking pros they serve. See what it means to be driven at WeatherGuard.com.
eBay Motors is here for the ride. 120,000 miles of night drives, daily commutes, and who knows how many.
Are we there yet?
Through countless fixes, elbow grease, and a new radiator, you kept your ride alive. With eBay Motors, you have over 122 million parts to keep it running. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, they'll be the perfect fit every time. Plus, at these prices, well, we're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Did you receive a call or message that mentioned Social Security and demanded immediate action? Did the caller know your Social Security number or other personal information and tell you that your Social Security number had been used in connection with the crime? Did you feel worried that your Social Security number might be suspended, your bank account might be frozen or seized, or you could be arrested? That is not the Social Security Administration. Social Security will not threaten you, demand your personal information, or instant payment. Email or text you pictures or documents, or use a real government official's name to gain your trust. Social Security does not accept payments by gift card, prepaid debit card, internet currency, or by mailing cash. Criminals use these forms of payment because they are hard to trace. Do not be fooled. Hang up. Ignore them. Report this criminal activity to the Social Security Administration Office of the Inspector General at oig.ssa.gov.
Produced at U.S. taxpayer expense.
Paralyzed veterans Sean Halstead and Noah Currier.
I was Air Force from 93 to 98. I got hurt practicing combat search and rescue, fell off a fast rope, so shattered L1 vertebrae. I don't know where I'd be without paralyzed veterans. I've only seen that now.
Unite through struggle, you know, that's what
the Marine Corps and service is all about. You get tight and those bonds just get stronger and stronger the more you struggle together and the harder the hardship. And I don't know if it gets any harder than being a quadriplegic. So, you know, we instantly bond.
Paralyzed Veterans of America is a nonprofit and it gets no federal funding.
And we provide every service free of charge to every veteran and caregiver that we support.
Paralyzed Veteran and PVA Executive Director, Sherman Gillums Jr.
Every life, every success, every recovery, it's tied to the initial investment you've had in us.
To learn more, visit PVA.org, a public service message from Paralyzed Veterans of America.
Hey, Pensacola, get ready for a midday delight that'll have you hooked. Weekdays from 11 until 2 on News Radio Pensacola, tune in to the Markley, Van Camp, and Robbins Show. Jamie Markley, David Van Camp, and Scott Robbins are the dynamic trio that'll keep you entertained, informed, and laughing out loud during your lunch break. They dish out the hottest topics, bring you the latest news, and deliver their unique blend of humor and insight that'll have you coming back for more. It's the Markley, Van Camp, and Robbins Show on News Radio Pensacola, 92.3, 95.3, and AM 1620.
Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3. Just a little bit past 5:35. We'll get another quick check of the roads and weather here. Let's see. You're going to have the biggest issues if you're on Pine Forest Road, whether you be traveling northbound towards West 9 Mile or southbound coming from 9 Mile trying to get onto I-10. Also have some backups still on Gulf Beach Highway if you're traveling westbound towards Fairfield Drive. Have a little bit of issues on Pensacola Boulevard if you're traveling northbound towards 10 Mile Road as well. Let's see. If you are getting off of Avalon Boulevard and traveling eastbound on Caroline Street towards Glover Lane, we've got a lot of backups going that way and a little bit traveling westbound on Caroline towards Glover as well. Outside of that, the last spot where you're going to see any major issues is if you're traveling eastbound on Gulf Breeze Parkway towards Tiger Point.
All right. Thank you very much. And meteorologist Alan Strum with a look ahead.
Skies overnight will be clearing up and overnight lows will be cooling off. Low temperatures again dropping down into the 40s. During the day on Tuesday, a little bit warmer with a high of about 70, mostly sunny skies. Looking through the week, late this week, we've got a chance for rain and into the weekend also a chance for rain. I'm Chief Meteorologist Alan Strum with your WEAR News weather forecast.
All right, thank you. 5:38 here at News Radio 92.3. Austin, a big day in sports, of course, with the NFL calendar flipping over. The
yes.
First day of the, quote, legal tampering period, which is basically, hey, it's open season to agree to deals with free agents. They can't sign them until Wednesday, but a lot happening today.
Yeah, there's a lot of them. They've agreed to terms or they're finalizing a deal. That's what a lot of the headlines are saying. But yeah, we've got some of the biggest ones here. Wide receiver Michael Pittman, he's signing an extension with the Colts. Deion Dawkins is doing the same with the Bills. Your Bears are getting running back DeAndre Swift for three years. The Titans are getting running back Tony Pollard as well. My Steelers, this was one of the biggest ones. Russell Wilson finally has a landing spot, though it is currently at least only for 1 year. Christian Wilkins signing a huge contract, 4 year, $110 million with the Raiders. And Kirk Cousins signing an even bigger 4 year, $180 million contract with the Falcons. And last but not least, we got Saquon Barkley signing a 3 year contract with the Eagles, worth about $38 million. I believe I saw a headline saying about $25, $26 million of that was guaranteed. And the contract, as it is further negotiated, could be worth more ultimately. And that's not even all of them. That's just some of the biggest ones. We also had a record-breaking contract here. Guard Landon Dickerson is signing with the Eagles. It's a contract extension worth $87 million with $50 million guaranteed. Also have a lot going on in college basketball today. So
before we do that, do want to ask you, as a Steelers fan, your thoughts on the Russell Wilson
You know,
deal.
It was a long-rumored move and a controversial one. You know, a lot of people, I think, were willing to see it through, and a lot of people hated it. I'm willing to see it through. I think he still has potential. And the thing is, statistically, he shows he has that, especially for an offense like ours that has basically nowhere to go but up. Not only that, but I mean, if the Steelers understandably want to have this young Kenny Pickett work, and Russell Wilson's a Hall of Fame bound quarterback, so at the absolute least, he can be a good mentor for Kenny. I'm all for it. Why not? Especially we got him. I mentioned this in the last hour. We got him for 1 year, $1.2 million. I mean, we got him for pennies compared to what some of these QBs are going for. That's no problem to me at all, personally.
No, you know, here's the thing. When I heard about this trade, and that Russell was, or not trade, but a signing, that there was a particular scene from a movie that popped into my head that was Moneyball, the scene where Billy Bean is talking to David Justice in the batting cage. And it's not exactly the same apples to apples comparison because, you know, David Justice in the movie had a little bit of attitude because he was the highest paid guy on the team. And Billy Bean goes in and has a conversation with him and says, hey, you know, you think you're special? And he says, well, yeah, you're paying me $9 million a year. He says, nah, man, the Yankees are paying half your salary. That's what the Yankees think of you, you know? And he goes on to, you know, talk about, hey, this is what we need from you. We need you to lead. We need you to be an example. There is a specific role for Russell Wilson, and I think it's exactly what he was with the Denver Broncos a year ago, where he's not the prime potential top five quarterback in the league in, you know, the mid-2010s.
Yeah.
But he wasn't bad last year. He threw 24 picks or 24 touchdowns, had 8 interceptions, generally took care of the football, made some big plays in crucial moments, and he's got a good deep ball. The Steelers have George Pickens. I think they still have Deontay Johnson, even though they're moving. But, you know, they're a run-heavy team, and that was when Russ was most successful. The Steelers don't need him to be Hall of Fame great. They need him to not be the worst quarterback in the league.
There you go.
And they say, look, we've got a great defense. We need you to throw a couple deep shots a game. We need you to protect the football and just be yourself. Just be good. You know, I recognize that it's easy to pile on Russell Wilson. Believe me, I'm a card-carrying member of the Make Fun of Russell Wilson Club because I think a lot of stuff that he does is kind of cringe.
Oh, no, he's corny. Yeah. People say he's corny for sure.
Right, but as far as his quarterback play, you know, I think there was clearly a disconnect with Sean Payton. He was not Sean Payton's guy, but that doesn't mean that he can't come into Pittsburgh and hand the ball off 30 times a game, throw for, you know, couple hundred yards, couple touchdowns, and just not be a steamy pile, which is what Pittsburgh had to deal with last season. So I love the move.
Yeah, I mean, I was telling you, I am not picky at all when it comes to the quarterback situation because, as I said just a moment ago, there really is nowhere to go but up. I mean, and that's just I hate to say it, but I have no other choice. Looking at college basketball here, we have the Sun Belt Conference Tournament Championships, both women's and men's. The women's one is already wrapped up. And if you were at the Bay Center early this afternoon, it was one worth watching. The Marshall Thundering Herd just barely escaped James Madison in an overtime final of 95-92. But it's not all bad for James Madison, though. They will also be in the men's championship against Arkansas State. That tips off at 6 p.m. tonight, so basically about 15 minutes. If you are not going to the Bay Center, you can catch that on ESPN.
And James Madison, they're, what, like 30-3, the men's team this year? So, I mean, I think they're favored.
And I want to say last year, because I attended some of the conference games last year, I want to say they were really good in both brackets then. So they've really come out swinging in their short time in the Sun Belt.
Speaking of coming out swinging, yesterday's SEC Women's Championship.
Oh, come on. That was, I hate to say that was a good segue. That was great.
It was an alley-oop for a slam dunk right there.
Yes. The brother of an LSU women's basketball player is under arrest after jumping onto the court during a brawl that broke out in the Southeastern Conference Tournament Championship game against South Carolina. The altercation started with just over 2 minutes left in the fourth quarter when LSU's Flaze Johnson was called for an intentional foul and then was knocked to the floor by South Carolina's Camilla Cardoso. I did see that. Yeah. Things got chippy fast. But two great teams there, and South Carolina is now 32-0 on the season.
Yeah.
So something you even mentioned, they have like one notable player that's going to be like missing like the first round.
I think it's Cardoso or so what? I don't know if it was her or not, but
either way, they'll survive it.
Yeah,
yeah. I mean, they're just too good.
Yeah.
But we also got tonight on the men's side, West Coast Conference semis, Santa Clara versus St. Mary's at 8 on ESPN, followed by San Francisco versus Gonzaga at 10:30 on ESPN2. And we also, I saved the scoreboard this time, we also have Kansas State and Texas. That's the Big 12 semis on ESPN currently. Let's see, the current score is Texas beating Kansas State 64-61 with a minute 15 to go. So if you're near a TV, you might want to glue yourself to it for the next 75 seconds. And we got the Big East Championship between Georgetown and UConn. That tips off at 6 on FS1.
All right, 546 Now News Radio, getting an update on our weather and roads. Here's Alan.
Skies should be clearing up as we head through the overnight hours, and low temperatures will be cooling off way down into the 40s overnight. During the day Tuesday, we'll get some sunshine and a high of about 70 degrees. So it's warming up as we head through the week. Late this week, we've got a chance for rain. Same thing as we head into the weekend. I'm Chief Meteorologist Alan Strum with your WEAR News weather forecast.
As for the roads here, we were talking about some issues going both ways on Caroline Street if you were traveling towards Glover Lane. And those backups do appear to still be active, and we now have confirmation that there was an accident that took place there. So be on the lookout if you are in that area. Pine Forest Road traveling northbound towards West 9 Miles, still giving us some of its usual issues. Same can be said for Gulf Beach Highway traveling westbound towards South Fairfield Drive. And the last major one is if you're traveling eastbound on Gulf Breeze Parkway towards Tiger Point.
All right. Health, business, and science, couple of notes here. It's now less than a month ago before the total solar eclipse that's happening across North America. On April 8th, people in 15 states will be able to see the moon almost totally cover the sun, casting a shadow over it. Some of the states in the path are Texas, Oklahoma, Illinois, Ohio, New York, and Maine.
And there's a new product called the Hand Scanner, which is being described as a hand-washing lie detector. It's popping up in fast food joints as a way to cut back on the spread of foodborne illness in restaurants. According to the CDC, food workers wash their hands only 33% of the time, meaning germs can spread from hands to food, possibly triggering outbreaks of foodborne illness.
Also today, it could prove hazardous for some, believe it or not. When most people in America move the clocks forward, hospitals report a 24% spike in heart attack visits on the ensuing Monday. The exact reason's not exactly clear, but experts think the lost hour of sleep plays a big role, disrupting the body's natural rhythm.
If that is what's putting you 6 feet under, it is your time to go, lady or gentleman. Okay. I don't know how that works.
No sympathy from Austin regarding your heart attack. Noted. By the way, it's 5:48 right now, and look, it's sunny out. Isn't it wonderful?
I know.
We get this for the next 6 months.
Yeah, that is pretty awesome.
Pop culture notes. Of course, we had the Oscars last night. Oppenheimer, the top winner. They won 7 awards out of 13 total nominations, including Best Actor, Cillian Murphy, Director, Christopher Nolan, Supporting Actor, Robert Downey Jr. All three of those actors, or director in Nolan's case, took home their first ever Oscar wins.
Well, someone who didn't was Emma Stone. She won Best Actress at the Oscars, and she brought home the award for her work in Poor Things. This is Stone's second Best Actress Oscar, and it's the fourth time she's been nominated. Her first win was back in 2017 for La La Land. Mm.
Some of the music's biggest names will honor Jimmy Buffett in Los Angeles next month. Paul McCartney and the Eagles will headline Keep the Party Going, a tribute to Jimmy Buffett. That'll be April 11th at the Hollywood Bowl. Eric Church, Brandi Carlile, John Bon Jovi, and Kenny Chesney also expected to be on hand.
And speaking of musicians, Dolly Parton thinks a cover of one of her most famous songs could be on Beyoncé's country album. The country music icon told Knox News that she believes Beyoncé has recorded a version of Jolene for Act 2. Parton said she's very excited about it and that she loves Beyoncé. If Dolly Parton, the queen of country music, is playing into the Beyoncé country train,
I'm just saying,
these country purists need to get on board.
It's kind of like the question, you know, if a tree falls in a forest or whatever, like if a country album isn't played on any country stations.
Is it really country?
Is it really country or something like that? 5:50, we'll take a break there. Wacky stories and good news to wrap up next.
A better air filter on your air conditioner is nice, but it isn't enough. It takes a lot more than that to clean the air that you breathe. This is Todd with Gulf Coast Air Care. On Wednesday's Pep Talk, we'll talk about how to keep pollen, bacteria, and other pollutants out of your lungs. Remember what I always say, if you don't have a good air filter, you are one. Let's talk Wednesday morning at 9:30 on Pep Talk.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
My husband, Alex Hussey, was hit by an IED in Afghanistan.
I was point man on foot patrol, and I stopped on the bomb. Lost my legs and left hand in an explosion.
And he suffered a severe traumatic brain injury. Yes.
As America's veterans face challenges, DAV is there.
There are so many mountains to climb, and we do it together.
With the right support, more veterans can reach victories great and small.
Seeing Alex learning how to snow ski, that's life-changing.
DAV provides a lifetime of support to veterans of every generation, helping more than a million veterans each year.
Alex did it. He skied down this mountain. That's something he won't forget.
With the right support, there are no limits.
To see him on that slope and smiling like that, we'll be taking this home.
This has meant so much. Thank you, DAV.
Alex Hussey, thank you for your service. Support more victories for veterans. Go to DAV.org.
Wake up and text. Text and eat. Mm-mm. Text and catch the bus. Text and miss your stop.
Wait.
Text and be late to work.
Sorry, I'm late.
Text and work. Text and pretend to work. Text and act surprised when someone calls you out for not working.
Who, me?
Text and meet up with a friend you haven't seen in forever.
Hi.
Oh, hey.
Text and complain that they're on their phone the whole time. Text and listen to them complain that you're on your phone the whole time. Text and whatever. But when you get behind the wheel, give your phone to a passenger. Put it in the glove box. Just don't text and drive. Visit StopTextsStopWrecks.org. A public service announcement brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Did you know that feeling sluggish or weighed down could be a sign that your digestive system isn't working at its best? Taking Metamucil every day can help. Metamucil fiber powders help promote your daily digestive health using a plant-based fiber called psyllium. The gelling action of this special fiber traps and removes waste so you can feel lighter and more energetic. Metamucil, promoting digestive health for a better you. Learn more at Metamucil.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. These products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
News Radio Pensacola on 92.3, 95.3, and AM 1620. Informative, local, dependable.
Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3, just about 5:55 here. We'll get one last quick check of the roads and weather for this hour. Let's see, not a ton to report on currently. We did have an accident report that was confirmed to be on Caroline Street near Glover Lane that is still causing some very minor backups, but it appears to be nothing too severe. It seems like it's dying down at a pretty decent pace. Also, still have a little bit of backups if you're traveling westbound on Gulf Beach Highway towards Fairfield Drive. And the last major spot where you're going to see any backups is if you're traveling eastbound on Gulf Breeze Parkway towards Tiger Point, but that appears as if it is going to slowly break down as well.
Skies overnight will be clearing up and overnight lows will be cooling off. Low temperatures again dropping down into the 40s. During the day on Tuesday, a little bit warmer with a high of about 70, mostly sunny skies. Looking through the week, late this week, we've got a chance for rain and into the weekend, also a chance for rain. I'm Chief Meteorologist Alan Strum with your WEAR News weather forecast.
All right, 5:54 here at News Radio 92.3. A quick recap of today's top three stories. If you're just checking in with us, President Biden pressuring Congress to take up the recent bipartisan border deal that Republicans say doesn't go far enough to stop the flow of illegal immigration. It was negotiated by a bipartisan group of senators, though. President Biden also unveiling his sweeping budget proposal for his potential second term. He wants to cut the federal deficit by $3 trillion over the next decade by raising taxes on the wealthy and corporations, including a 25% tax rate on billionaires. And the U.S. Embassy is evacuating non-essential staff members from Haiti as gang violence continues gripping that country. Taking a look at some of the more wackier stories making the rounds today. 100 people in the U.K. broke a world record with a quarter-mile-long game of tug-of-war. It lasted about a minute and 15 seconds. Each side had 50 people positioned about 15 feet apart. The exact length was 1,694 feet. The two biggest challenges were finding a rope that long and a venue that would work. They ended up doing it on a beach in South Wales. Austin, if I give you the choice between doing this world record or the one where you're putting underwear on top of your head, which one are you going with?
I'm probably going with the underwear one because it requires less physical exertion.
That's
probably my way of thinking about it. I'm not chafing my hands and straining my back and legs over a pointless world record.
All right.
A restaurant in Chicago is selling soup for $1,893. Speaking of things I'm not going to waste my time doing, it's being served for a limited time at the Colonial Room inside the Drake Hotel. It's made with a super rare Louis VIII cognac, caviar, red snapper from the Gulf of Mexico, and gold flakes. You need to order it 2 weeks in advance because they fly the snapper in fresh every order.
You call yourself a Super Bowl expert, yet you don't know your Roman numerals, apparently.
What did I say? Oh, that's 13, my bad. that's XIII. Forgive me for that. And man, Super Bowl 13 is one that we won, too. Yeah, that's a bummer. Yeah. But you are a Chicago guy.
I am.
Are you getting this soup?
No, I'm not. I will say this here. I do love Chicago, yes, but I also love that they are importing red snapper from the Gulf. So our local red snapper economy appears to be doing very well.
Yeah, that's
$1,893 for a bowl of soup. It's a hard pass for me. Even if I had that money, no thank you.
Yeah.
A couple of interesting ones from Long Island. Number one, a bakery is accused of passing off a national chain's donuts as their own, and in the process, possibly putting customers at risk. State and county inspectors are now looking into Savory Fig after a customer posted photos of the vegan and gluten-free donuts she got from them. At least one of them appears to have the D-shaped sprinkles on them, just like Dunkin's does. And if that donut did come from there, it contains both wheat and dairy, which could pose a risk to some vegan and gluten-free customers.
And yes, as you said, keeping with the Long Island theme, a lawmaker wants to decriminalize adultery in New York. Right. According to the state penal code, adultery is still a Class B misdemeanor, although since 1972, only 13 people have ever been charged and 5 were convicted. A New York assemblyman has introduced a bill to repeal and decriminalize the act of adultery in New York, calling it an archaic piece of law. I would be more enveloped with calling it bold to be the guy who comes forward and says, "Hey, let me make cheating on my wife legal." How's that sound? That's the optics are horrible. I didn't even know it was illegal though in New York. To be fair,
yeah. Good news here as we wind down. A very touching story here. A 100-year-old World War II veteran named Harold Tiens is being honored in France this June for the 80th anniversary of D-Day. And at the same time, he's planning on getting married while he's there. He's been dating a 96-year-old woman since 2021, and they're in love and set to tie the knot on D-Day in France. Very cool.